Hi everyone, Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Today, I'm presenting another big idea of the week, and we're talking about how to find mentors in life, mentors and advisors to help you level up and grow. Big idea of the week episodes are where I come to you with a thought, a distinction, or an idea that's radically improved my life for the better. I sit down, I think, I reflect on the things that have truly made a difference for me, and then I do a solo episode for you, the audience. And so far, it seems that people have been really enjoying them, so I'm keeping them up. So a little background before we jump into today's episode. I've been putting out a text message number that I use. I use an app called Community, and I use this app to text message with the audience, and people text me. The number is 302-200-5643, and you can just send me a text message from your phone. Some people have said hi, hello, you know, they appreciate the podcast, give me feedback, guests that they might want to see, and every so often, I open up little 10-minute slots on my calendar to talk to the community. No agenda, just an opportunity to hear about what their life is like and what they're passionate about, and maybe answer a question if they have it. So I've done like 70 or 80 of these calls. It's actually been pretty amazing. I've done, for the last few weeks, I've devoted almost like 4 to 5 hours a week of my time for little 10-minute increments, and often the calls go longer than 10 minutes. I'm taking a little bit of a break, so don't get too excited, but I will open that up soon. And the best way to get on that list is to text me. But anyways, I digress. So when I hopped on the phone with people, I noticed something very interesting. I noticed that most people weren't asking for a call for health advice. They were asking to have a call besides just saying hello. It's fun to talk to somebody who you listen to their voice. They were asking for a call to talk a little bit about life advice or maybe get my perspective on things. Maybe they've listened to a past Big Idea episode or they've heard me on a podcast talk about something and they wanted to get my perspective for their circumstances. So I'm taking the next few weeks to do episodes on the most common life questions I've gotten from the community, you, and give a summary of my answer or to give a big idea topic. And today is exactly that. Today's question I'm addressing from the community is some version of this. This is kind of how the version of the question went. How do I find mentors or advisors to help me be a better person or to help me level up in my career or potentially even find a completely new career that I wasn't in before? So I've gotten this question so much on these calls that I thought it'd be great to do an episode on the topic. You know, even though this topic isn't about brain health or physical health or something practical in the space of the topics that I usually cover, what it is about, it's about navigating life. In our life, so much of what helps us level up is being surrounded by other growth-minded individuals, especially when we're doing something new. You know, I completely feel for the current state of the economy here in America, and it's very sad to see what's going on. And in that process, there's a lot of people who have been asking themselves questions and saying, you know, do I actually really like what I do? Or maybe they've been laid off and they're thinking about getting to a new career, whether it was by choice or whether it was through a layoff. So there could be many reasons why we want to surround ourselves with other people. Maybe you even have a job that you love and it's not about your career, but you want to just become a better version of yourself. Well, one of the best ways to do that is to role model and learn from people who have already gone through those experiences. And one of the best ways to do that is to find mentors and advisors in our life that we can surround ourselves with who can give us thoughts or perspectives. Now, I've done this in my life over and over again. It's one of the ways that I've been able to build the companies that I have or host a top 50 wellness podcast in the world without necessarily being the likely person who should be doing it. You know, by all practical measures, if you look at my resume, you know, I don't have any formal training in these areas that I discuss. I don't even have a college degree, but through hard work and a ton of reading and surrounding myself with the right people, I've been able to practice and invest in areas that will help me level up and bring value to others in life. And that's one of the main reasons that I've been able to do the things that I'm able to do. And my hope is that by going into these big ideas that I go into next, it will give you a new perspective on attracting the right advisors and mentors into your life to help you do the same for whatever goals or things that you care about. So with that being said, let's jump right in with our first big idea. It's about giving, not taking. That's our first big idea. It's about giving, not taking. All right. So think of someone you want to learn from, someone you respect but don't know personally right now, or maybe aren't very close to them. How do you show up on their radar, right? Like, how do you get noticed? How do you get a little bit of their time, counsel, and mentorship so that you can grow? So many years ago, I started keeping a list. It was a list of people that I really respected and would love to meet one day. It was in a notebook and I would just write their names down. That list was long and included all sorts of people. Some were really famous or moderately famous, and some were not. Some were names that people that I wanted to have as mentors, and some just seemed like fascinating people to hang out with. Not too long ago, this list came up in conversation when I was talking with a dear friend of mine. I was telling him about the list and how I started it many years ago, and the people on it that I've become friends with and met and that have shaped my life for the better. After talking about 10 or 20 people on that list that I've met and gotten to become close to and what I learned from them, my friend stopped me mid-sentence and asked, "But how? How did you meet them? What did you say?" he asked me. "What did you say to convince them to meet you? How did you get a little piece of their time?" he wondered. Now, let's take your list. Going back to the beginning question that I asked you, think of someone you want to learn from, someone you respect but don't know. Okay, so let's take your list. Now, chances are if someone's name is on your list, it means that that person is up to big things. Now, this doesn't have to be the most famous people in the world. It could even be people that you look up to, an author, somebody that has a local business in your area or is a leader in your area. But chances are still, regardless of how well-known they are, if you put them on the list, they're up to big things. The thing about people who are up to big things is that they tend to have a lot on their plate. That includes having a lot of people, sometimes hundreds or thousands, all wanting something from them. Everywhere they go, someone is asking for their help, time, or resources. Or if you're able to open up their Instagram and look at their DMs, they're probably filled with people asking for something. Now, you could be a great person, you know, and many of these people that are asking them for their time or resources are great people. You could literally be the greatest person on earth, like a little mini Gandhi in the making, right? But if you approach them the same way that everybody else does, your voice will get lost in the crowd of people who all want something from them. So the question is always, what's the alternative? Now, every mentor that I've ever wanted to meet and learn from, that includes mentors, advisors, whether it's a formal mentor or whether I've just met them once or whether it's an advisor, somebody who I check in with every so often to guide me in my life, every mentor or advisor that I've wanted to meet and learn from has something they care about that isn't necessarily getting a lot of attention or could use a little extra support. And here's what I mean by this. It could be a little passion project they started or a nonprofit that they really care about. Whatever it is, it's something that could use a little help, but chances are most people don't know about it. It's a little under the radar. Now, the thing is, if you want to get noticed, it's crucial to find that thing that they care about and authentically, that's the key word, authentically support it. Not as a means to an ends, but because it deserves it and you vibe with this thing that they're putting out and you vibe with them. Support it because you respect them and believe in the project. Support it because the project could use your help and use your skill set. So here's what I mean by skill set. So my technical training and kind of like my background is deep in the space of technology, and I know a decent amount about business and wellness and kind of creating companies. And I've met a lot of people on my list simply by following their work closely and being open to an opportunity to serve authentically with my unique skill set. Before I had businesses, it would simply be that I knew how to like fix computers, or I was decent at design. You know, that was trained a little bit before I dropped out of school in design and web design and graphic design. So I would use these skill sets as a way to authentically serve people that I looked up to. So here's an example. One time I sent my favorite author, one of my favorite authors in the space of marketing, a well-known individual in that world of marketing. I sent this author a 15-minute screencast, like I recorded my screen, and I sent him this screencast and a design accompanied along with it, since I'm educated in web design, about how he could improve this new website that he launched for a community project. It was simple, focused, and based on my knowledge with technology that he was using. So he was using this new type of community app. I knew a little bit about it. I had been tinkering with it. So I sent him this video. Now, his site was new. It was something that just launched. It wasn't a project that he was well, known for, but it was something that he really cared about. Now, when he got this email with this link to this 15-minute screencast of me trying my best to help him out and give my recommendations that I genuinely knew from having used the same technology, he was so appreciative of my suggestions that he wrote me an email and he said that it's super rare that people reach out and just sort of like help him out with something without asking for something in return. And he sent me his cell phone number and said that if you ever need anything, you can reach out to me and like I owe you one, right? So this wasn't somebody that I was trying to have as a formal mentor in my life. It's just somebody that I wanted to be in their orbit. I wanted to learn from them. I wanted to kind of be in their circle. Much later on, he had a series of classes that he held in New York, and he invited me. I was a student at the time. I was just getting ready to launch my first business, and I wasn't sure yet if I wanted to be in school or not in university. And he invited me to one of those classes. And then later on, fast forward, in the early days of blogging, this is like 2006, 2007, I had an early blog in the world of plant-based nutrition because that's what I was following at that time before I found out about functional medicine. And he saw the blog because he was kind of keeping in touch with me a little bit and ended up linking to it and drove like hundreds of thousands of people over my direction to check out my new project that I was doing. And through that period of time, like we didn't become the best friends, but in few key areas where I needed a little bit of advice or I was struggling with what to do next or a new project that I was working on, I would hit him up respectfully, ask him and always make sure to check in to say I wasn't overstating my welcome, that if he had a little time to answer this. And then naturally, our communication sort of fizzled out because I moved on and I had other mentors in my life and I also wanted to be respectful and not take up too much of his time. Now, here's the thing. As much as this big idea of the week seems like a recipe, and as much as what I'm talking about seems like a recipe that I'm handing to you, it's actually the anti-recipe. This isn't a tactic or a game plan. You can't fake caring. If your mindset or mentality is off and you're just doing things to get something later on, people will smell the fakeness, especially these individuals that you're reaching out to. They're going to smell the fakeness on you and they're going to run in the opposite direction. This isn't a tit for tat. This isn't I'm giving to you without in hoping that, I get something in return. This is the exact opposite of that. This is showing that you genuinely care. And then when you show people that you genuinely care and are willing to put in the time to get noticed and you're not just taking or asking, which is what everybody else is doing because they don't know any better. When you do that, something powerful happens. What happens is that you'll often find that for these individuals, not everybody, it's not a one for one. There's plenty of people that I've helped out and that I've done things for that never reached out or offered me anything. And that's completely fine. That's completely fine because I didn't do it for them. I did it for me. I did it for me because I genuinely vibed with what they were doing. I created it without expecting anything in return. And I can think of 20 or 30 more stories like this that played out similarly to the one above. Not because I forced them to, but because that's what happens when you genuinely give a damn and want to make a difference by helping people out with whatever unique skill set you have. Now, everyone wants. Very few are willing to give. And there's a dear friend of mine, Sean Stevenson, who passed away last year. He's known as a 3-foot giant, really incredible individual. You can look him up online. He has a great quote, and he says, "The more you give, the more you live." Now, something very important to remember about this is that people often ask, but what's my unique skill set? I wasn't trained in design. I don't know anything about technology. And that's my second big idea that I want to present here on the topic of how to find mentors and attract mentors and advisors in your life that help you level up, is that everybody has something that they're good at. even if it's not a technical skill set, it could be just your sheer caring of something. You can put in the work where others can't put in the work. You could help out in so many different ways. You can volunteer, you can give back, you can be authentic in all sorts of ways that doesn't have to be a technical skill set. You just have to sit down and actually make a list. Make a list of the things that people often say that you're good at. Maybe you're really organized so you could help them plan an event. Maybe you're really thoughtful so you can add attention to detail to things. Maybe you are technically gifted and you can figure out how to support a nonprofit that they have. There's so many different ways that you can do this and ways to stand out. Now, my next big idea on this same topic is that you can use this for anything in life, and especially for people who are looking to make a pivot in their career. I highly recommend, you know, there's so many individuals that are listening to this podcast that reached out when I was doing these 10-minute calls, and they were saying that they want to get into the world of health and wellness, but that's not what they're formally trained in, whether that might be as a coach or they're thinking about going back to school for nutrition, whatever it might be. And if you are looking to create a new career, I highly recommend this. And one of the ways that I've talked about the way that people could apply this thinking to companies that they're applying for is, first of all, realize that only 40% of jobs are posted online, right? 40% of jobs are posted online. That means another 60 to 50% at least are not online or not in the classifieds ads. So where are those jobs posted? Well, they're primarily hired through networking, right? People will tell their companies, especially when it goes to specialized jobs or where they're really concerned about culture, they'll just say who, you know, they'll ask their other friends who have businesses or are managers or go to recruiters and say, we really want to find somebody who's good at this area but has the right mentality or the right culture or the right fit. So chances are your dream job that you want to go or the next job in your career is not being posted online. So how do you find those things? Well, one of the ways is make a list. Just like I said, make a list of people that you admire. Make a list of companies in the field that you want to get into that you admire, right? Now, once you've made that list and hopefully you have a good number of people on there, maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, then start to study those companies. What are they up to? What are they good at? What are they not good at? And think for yourself, how could you potentially bring them value? When I say study, I mean subscribe to their newsletters, read their blogs, listen to the founder on a podcast if he or she is on a podcast somewhere, see about their plans, whatever information you can gather. And this is especially great when it comes to small and medium-sized businesses in the world of wellness, because these companies are not so big like Apple, Microsoft, or Amazon that it's even hard to even get noticed at all whatsoever. So for these functional medicine doctor's offices or for these people who are authors that you follow, follow them, read them, study them, see what they're up to. Now start to ask yourself how you could potentially bring them value. What would you do? And think, is there some way to get noticed instead of just applying for a job, especially, I mean, if they have a job open, great, apply for it. But if they don't have a job open and you don't know if they're hiring for the thing that you're trying to work with them on, how could you get noticed? If you are really good at photography, could you do a project for them? I just spoke to a photographer the other day on the Broken Brain podcast who's looking to make a career shift. And I was telling her, how could you get noticed? You know, she wants to get into recipe creation. It's like, how could you get noticed? Could you do some recipes for some of these authors that you want to work with on the house and just put in some time to get noticed and send it over without asking for anything in return? The whole key is, how do you get noticed? If you are an admin or somebody who's more strategic, could you send them a white paper that you write up on their particular area, whatever it might be, about how they could do marketing better or how they could do this or that? Now, some people who are more closed-minded would say, well, aren't you just giving your knowledge away for free? You know, what if they take advantage of you? And that's the thing, is the way to get noticed is to give away for free without expecting anything in return. And the people who have the right culture, the right mindset, the managers, the bosses that you want to work for, if you're applying for somewhere, right? Because again, this doesn't just work when it comes to finding mentors and advisors in life. It also works when it comes to applying to a job. Now, the right people with the right mindset are going to see that and see that you stand out amongst the rest of the crowd. You're willing to give and not just, you know, ask. Because I can think about, you know, most of my friends that also run companies, or even my mentor, well, he is a mentor and a business partner of mine, Dr. Hyman. He gets unlimited emails from people asking for his time. People reaching out and saying, hey, can I buy you coffee? Can I drive you, you know, from your next speaking event to the airport, whatever it might be. And the thing is that he doesn't even have time for that. You know, he barely has enough time to keep up with the regular stuff that are on his plate. So he's not going to have time just to get a random cup of coffee with most individuals. And chances are, if you have people that you look up to or companies, that CEO or that manager, they're busy. They don't always have time for coffee. So again, what could you do that could get noticed? Could you volunteer at an event that they have? Could you, you know, give back in some sort of way that, again, gets you noticed and gets attention that's there? Now, the last thing that I want to say on this topic is that anytime we're shooting for something new in our life and we're leveling up, what often can happen is our imposter syndrome can show up and say, who am I? Who am I to be able to do this thing? Who am I to deserve this thing? And this happens in a lot of areas of life. It could be for a new job, doing something that you previously haven't done, but deep down inside feel like you know you can do if just given the shot. It could be attracting a new type of friend or dating partner or potential spouse or whatever it might be, somebody who you feel who's doing great things, and there's this worry inside of you are you playing at that same level or do you deserve it? That can be imposter syndrome, you know, something that a lot of people have heard about before. And to that, I would want to say is, who are you not to? If you have the right heart and you're willing to put in the work, who are you not to attract this mentor or advisor or new career or whatever it is in your life that you're trying to bring into your world? So that's an important thing to remember, is that there's plenty of people that are out there that are less qualified than you that are doing things that you want to do simply because they're putting in the effort, energy, and work, and they feel like they deserve it. So just remind yourself that if you feel like you deserve it and you're willing to put in the work genuinely, then who are you not to attract whatever it is you want inside of your life? So lastly, to conclude and bring everything together, you know, so much of the world is focused on wanting. What do I want from other people? What do I need? Me. So much of the world is a me type of world. And I want to say that one of the best ways to succeed in life and in your career is to give. Focus on giving. Authentically giving. Not giving to get. Not giving because you expect something in return, but giving because it's the right thing to do and because you care. That's number one, right? You can't fake it. And the other aspect is not giving to spread yourself too thin or to burn yourself out. I think there's a way to give within boundaries and to do it the right way. So that's the reason that I wanted to do this podcast. It's a little bit of a different approach on networking and connecting and getting noticed. Instead of focusing on how do I get, you focus on how you can give. I hope this podcast has been useful. I think if a lot of people have been asking me these questions, especially at this time in the world where the economy is really in a tough place, so many people have been let go, people are questioning their careers and their paths and thinking about getting into something new like the health industry, as a lot of podcast listeners are focused about getting into. If this was useful, shoot me a text. I'd love to know. 302-200-5643. Would love your suggestions for future episodes, whether practical or mindset-based, for Big Idea of the Week. I'm Drew Pruitt. I'll see you next week.